Hello and welcome. This is TRXC Weightlifting Podcast. Sergey Putsov is speaking, and today our topic is warm up and the competition. The 2017 World Weightlifting Championship in Anaheim, the United States of America, was remarkable for its level of event organization, Lasha Stalakadze's record, as well as an incredible number of unsuccessful lifts. In some weight classes, there were more than 50%. However, with all due respect to the hard work of athletes and their coaches, it is necessary to objectively analyze the competitive results. There is a generally accepted characteristic of competitive reliability. 15% of attempts made are satisfactory performance, 66.7 are good, and above 83.3 are excellent. Let's try to objectively look at the problem of competitive reliability. Strangely enough, from time to time in many national teams, a so-called zero epidemic occurs when several people from a team perform extremely unstable or bummed out. The term competitive reliability was invented about 40 years ago due to the need to develop scientifically based methods of monitoring competitive activity. Back in 1965, the members of the USSR national team could not cope with openers at the Europeans and World Championships. Due to attention was not paid to this, and four athletes of the USSR team bombed out at the 1972 Olympic Games. Analysis of competitive reliability showed that the implementation of attempts at the World Championships over the past 25 years has fluctuated only with the satisfactory range. The main factor of this failure were incorrect starting weight selection, incorrect strategy of performance, the athlete's technical training low level. Also, one of the reasons was called the low level of mental preparation of athletes. As it's known, modern sports psychology suggests that if an athlete has poor technique or physical fitness low level, even very strong mental preparation will not able to eliminate these shortcomings. Many coaches and scientists agree that the main reasons for the athlete's failure are psychological factors of mobilization, technical instability, and incorrect warm-up. I believe that the last one is the most important factor. The quality of the warm-up to prepare an athlete to perform competitive exercises mainly depends on the optimal formation of muscle and intramuscular coordination. Stable warm-up exercising creates confidence in the athlete and ensures the full realization of his potential on the competitive platform. My personal observation from CrossFit and weightlifting trainings and competitions show that many athletes simply do not understand the importance of the general warm-up. Many athletes do the minimal general warm-up, some even skip it, and immediately begin to perform competitive exercises. Some athletes perform various special snatch exercises such as muscle snatches, snatch presses, squat presses, snatch balances. At the same time, while performing the warm-up in the clean and jerk, most athletes immediately perform the clean and jerk. Practice shows that in recent years, the duration of the general warm-up in many international teams has declined significantly. Perhaps this is due to the large number of warm-up sets, but the problem lies in the fact that from the point of view of physiology, in order for the muscular and neural system to fully engage in the work, it is the qualitative general warm-up that is needed. Snatch and clean and jerk for a professional athlete is a fairly monotonous and familiar work that does not allow the optimal intermuscular and intramuscular coordination full inclusion. My observations at international competitions unfortunately indicate the common culture of warm-ups is far from ideal. On average, athletes begin to warm up 35-50 minutes before entering the platform. The total warm-up lasts from 1 to 5 minutes maximum. At best, it looks like a duck walk, wrist rotation, torso exercises. Everything is done very reluctantly as a rule. A special snatch warm-up lasts 20-45 minutes, most often includes power snatch and hang and squat snatch as well. Muscle snatch, maybe soft press, a total about 9 15 sets and 14 25 lifts. The exception is made by Asian athletes whose warm-up can be up to 2 times longer. The difference between the last warm-up set and the first attempt on the platform is 2 5 kilos for women and 5 15 kilos for men. Asian women very often lift a barbell during warm-ups with the weight that equals to the barbell weight on the platform. When I saw it for the first time, I couldn't believe my eyes. But let's remember the specifics of mental preparation, it differs everywhere. The average rest interval between the last warm-up attempt and the first attempt on the platform is from 2 to 6 minutes. It is more difficult between the first and the second and third sets. From my experience, I would say that sometimes you had to wait 15-18 minutes, do additional warm-up, and getting mobilized in such situation is really not easy. Special warm-up in clean and jerk is usually shorter, 14-35 minutes. As a rule, those are 8 to 13 sets. In the majority of cases, athletes simply perform the clean and jerk. With low weight, athletes often perform power clean. The jerk is performed without stopping in the split position and without a clear fixation of the bar above the head. I would like to remind you all that the successful implementation of competitive exercises requires the most effective neuromuscular coordination, concentration of force in active phases, and relaxation in passive phases. Application of the specific exercises in the competitive warm-up will allow you to feel the barbell and the movement. As an example, high pull to practice power position, clean squat press, with stop for 2-3 seconds and jerk in the catch position to feel the overhead receiving position and engage your shoulder joints. Unfortunately, the quality warm-up underestimation takes place today, and therefore athletes get zero and injuries at competitions. My coach always taught me that there are no trifles in sports. Everything matters, and sometimes much more than we imagine. I believe that consciousness approach to general and special warm-up, both in training and in competition, can greatly contribute to stabilizing the technique, reducing the number of unsuccessful attempts and the number of injuries. Guys, you can find more useful information in our blog, interacti.com, as well as a lot of cool training programs and nutrition programs. So feel free to visit our website. It was Tarek T. Weightlifting Podcast. My name is Sergey Putsov. Stay strong and warm body, cold mind.